Actually, let's take a moment. Ohio soybean growers have launched an initiative. It's the GMO Education Initiative. What's it all about?
Well, the GMO Education Initiative is being developed by the Ohio soybean farmers, and we're basically trying to get the message out there that GMOs are a part of the marketplace, and as well as other methods that we raise soybeans in Ohio. And we're not trying to persuade or sway anybody's decision on GMOs, but what we want to do is make sure that people have the information that they need so that they can make an educated decision about GMOs and GMOs for their family.
So why is this important, an important activity for soybean farmers to take on?
Well, I think one of the reasons why it's important for soybean farmers to take on is because there are the different methods by which we would raise soybeans. And we want to make sure that through some of these advancements, GMOs have helped us to reduce our use of pesticides, whether it be insecticides or herbicides that we put on the crop, which basically helps be a cleaner, more environmentally friendly. Plus, we have some GMOs coming down the pipeline in the future, which are actually going to be healthier for people to eat. So, for example, with the Ohio Lake soybean that's now coming into the marketplace, that's a soybean that's low not only in saturated fat, but also low in trans fat. So, therefore, if you're going to fry foods, it's a healthier oil when you choose to do that frying. It's also going to help us to compete with the other transgenic crops like canola, which we've lost a lot of market share to canola because of their low trans and saturated fat feature that they already have. Plus, we have other things coming down the pipeline, such as the omega-3 fatty acid, which is a healthy ingredient for heart health and other aspects of the body, commonly found in fish. But we're going to be able to raise that omega-3 fatty acid in a soybean seed, which then can be transferred, beneficial transfer for humans if it's in the product, the tofu product or whatever that they may consume.
Steve, is this education initiative web-based?
We will have some web-based components to it through driving consumers to look at different websites where they can find information for themselves to make their decision. We do have a large radio and TV presence in the area surrounding Columbus, Ohio, and then basically that's going to drive basically create the question and then drive them to go look further.
Steve, anything else about this education initiative that you'd like to mention?
Well, the only other thing that we're not anti-organic, we're not anti non-GMO, we're not pro-GMO. We're just saying out there in the marketplace there's a demand for each one of these products, and we want to make sure that the consumers have the information that they need to make an educated choice for their families.
Steve, I appreciate you being able to take a few minutes to visit with us.
Oh, thanks, Dave.